Hello, everyone. This is Big D from Dysart, Iowa, as always. I started this podcast just today, and I did one already. I downloaded this off of my phone, so I thought I'd give it a shot. I'd like to cover one topic is paranormal. At first, I was kind of a non-believer with the paranormal, and we had a small paranormal group from around the area, and they asked me to tag along, and we went to a location, and tell you what, I kind of changed my mind real fast. Went to this location, and we pulled in. Well, about around 9 o'clock that night, and about 10 minutes after we got there, we started recording, and by the time we got out of there, about around 11:30 that night, we got back to his place, and we kind of listened to the recordings, and what I heard was, I think my hairs on my arms just kind of stood up of what I heard. About 10 minutes after we got there, we heard a little girl saying, "Oh, I broke it." And it was just clear as day. And I was shocked. More in shock. I was kind of more surprised than anything else. Then we went a little further on this location, and it was outside. And we had some voices saying, "What are you doing here?" You know, voices like that, you know, that we picked up. We've heard some heavy footsteps, like there were, like, real heavy boots that were coming behind us. There were reports of these little kids roaming around, and this location was at a park. It was kind of way out of town. Can't really remember what the town name was, but anyway, we picked it. Like I said, we picked up some heavy boots, like they were running up behind us. We did pick up it kind of looked like it was a shadow figure. It was kind of dodging from tree to tree, and they had their digital cameras and got some pictures and had some orbs above these fences, but other than that, I mean, you know, it was kind of basic, you know, the hearing the voices and, you know, other things like that. And eventually the group kind of went their separate ways anyhow. And I hooked up with another group that we put together. And we ended up going to, I was trying to think. I want to say Hudson. We went to at a park at Hudson, and we didn't really pick up really of anything as far as, you know, activity. Went up to Waterloo to an apartment. This lady had told us that she was hearing voices and footsteps at her place, and so we went up and kind of checked it out, and Oh, we picked up a few voices, saying goodbye and hello, or something like that. But before we left, we went up and we looked up in the ceiling, and there was a shadow of a head. Had a shape of a head that kind of stood out away from any of the dark spots on the ceiling. That was kind of a little on the eerie side, but other than that, it was, as far as activity went, well, we didn't really get a whole lot. People out there, that go out and do paranormal investigations, they have the equipment to do all this stuff, and like, digital recorders, cameras, video cameras to, get all this stuff, and in which we didn't. We just, we just had put a group together, and we just, we had recorders and cameras and things like that, and we had some pretty good luck off of that. When you go to a location, you always want to, get permission, to have access to, to the location or whatnot. I tried to do my own investigation, around my area. The bike trail, and we got two cemeteries, one by the highway, just right across the street from me, and which it would be hard to do investigation there, do with all the traffic, and that would contaminate the investigation altogether. Then we got one just outside of town. That's kind of been off limits because, we had some issues out there. He would have kids out there, doing damage to the tombstones out there. People can go out there during the day, but, what are your chances of picking up anything, during the day? I think, it's fun doing it, as long as, you can be able to pick up any type of activity. I'm sure there's a lot of paranormal teams out there that probably go, to, bigger places, like the Farrar School or the Axe Murder House, down by, I think by Denison and out in that, or down by in the Des Moines area, I guess, or else by Nebraska, I think. One of the two, anyhow. There was a paranormal group that went out there to the Axe Murder House, and they had actual, somebody in the group has seen a apparition of someone laying on the floor, and they've heard the upstairs door slam shut twice, and they had picked up quite a bit of activity there of what they were telling me. So but they managed to talk to a couple of people, about the house, And they said that, you know, if someone would move in, they wouldn't last not even a week, maybe 2 weeks in the house, because it is so scary in that house. And they said it's pretty hard to rent out a haunted house, so I wouldn't blame the owner. I mean, that'd be kind of hard to rent out a house that had some history behind it. So far, I'm the only investigator so far. I'm kind of looking to join up with a group. Maybe hook up with, you know, maybe with, you know, with some investigators and maybe tag along with them and you know, maybe I could, you know, show them what I can do and things like that. Yeah, I just kind of been waiting for, you know, a text or something, you know, to get invited to an investigation or something like that. But I'm kind of hopefully that's why I'm doing this that's why I downloaded this podcast. Maybe I can kind of get some feedback, or maybe somebody could, you know, text me and or something to maybe any paranormal investigators out there that would be interested of maybe get a hold of me or something to maybe hook up with them or something like that. But I don't drive, so that kind of makes it kind of hard for me to really get anywhere. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of haunted places out there, you know, around, you know, here in Iowa, you know, a lot of cemeteries and probably farmhouses too that, you know, that claim to be extremely haunted and have to sign a waiver saying, you know, they're not responsible for what happens. Yeah, there's a lot of stories, you know, out there, you know, that certain places are extremely haunted you know, there could be a house, you know, that somebody had passed away you know, maybe their, you know, spirits, you know, were left behind or something like that. I think after my experience, you know, of hearing what I heard, I'm pretty well much of a believer now, so, you know, there's things out there that, you know, that needs to be answered, and I'm sure there's things out there that are leaving unanswered, and some other, you know, really good stuff out there that needs to be solved, and I got up on YouTube while I'm on here. I think there was a paranormal group that went, I think in New York City, I think there was a place that, I think it was a bar or maybe a house or something that was haunted, and they picked up a lot of activity, but they didn't really give out the full, you know, the full story on what was going on there. But I mean, there's a lot of, you know, paranormal stuff out there that we really don't understand. You know, why do these spirits, you know, hang around? You know, why don't they just go to the other side and instead, you know, we have to end up asking questions and we get answers from an unknown spirit that we really don't understand. But anyway, I'm hoping maybe hook up with a paranormal group and maybe, you know, they can, you know, I can hook up with them or whatnot. There was another thing I wanted to kind of cover. I think there was one thing I wanted to cover really quickly. I think when I was little, I was probably maybe 7 or 8 years old, and I was staying at my uncle's house, and we went out in the country where I think there was, I can't remember what town it was, where it had this, at one time there was like an old Indian burial ground. And there was a house right next to it, and my uncle kept saying, you know, that, oh, that house is haunted, you know, that, you know, there was a lot of really angry spirits or were not too happy because the house was sitting next to this burial ground. And so this was during the day, and he was, my uncle was telling me that that, you know, there was a lot of Indians, you know, that were buried out there. I presume, I don't know of how true the story is, but then we went back out there at night, and we kind of parked right across from the house, and we just kind of stood there, and we was kind of taking, my uncle was taking pictures, and it was like one of those Polaroid cameras where, you know, the film comes out and you can, you know, see the picture, and this camera must have had at least 10 or maybe 15 pictures or whatever you can take. He only took like 4. The first picture was kind of like a bright light in the middle of this burial ground. And we just couldn't understand what it was. Either it was a reflection off of something or what it was. That was kind of on the creepy side, but the second picture was, it kind of looked like an apparition of maybe of a person walking on the far side of the cemetery. It kind of what it looked like anyway. You couldn't really see it too clearly, but you can see its legs. But as far as, you know, the upper body and everything, it was all really, you know, fuzzy where you couldn't really see it. And the last picture that he took, I think it kind of looked like a shadowy figure. Almost kind of like peeking around the tree of what it looked like, but I was 7 or 8 years old, so, you know, it's been a long time, you know, it's too bad he didn't keep these pictures, and then I could probably would be able to tell what they were. But that was kind of a creepy night, but he wanted to go inside the house and take a look around, but apparently this house was going to be torn down, and so they kind of had a sign, you know, it was private property and stuff, so we couldn't really go in and things like that. But yeah, it was kind of one of those awkward type nights of seeing, you know, stuff like that. And that's kind of when I'm saying, you know, you know, you go out, you know, at a cemetery or inside of the house, and, you know, people are, you know, witnessing some of this, and they don't really say anything until, like, you know, 2 or 3 years later. And then they notify, you know, a group, you know, to come in, and it kind of, and that group would kind of be like, you know, why didn't you call us, you know, the next day, you know, and tell us, you know, but I think there's a lot of people are kind of a little, you know, scared really to say anything about their experiences because, you know, people think, oh yeah, you know, it's just your imagination, and you kind of tip, you know, okay, yeah, is it imagination or is this, you know, stuff for, you know, real? But I'm sure you guys out there, you know, they probably go out at night and with even regular tape recorders. I don't know how good, you know, they are for picking up stuff, but I'm sure, you know, that you guys out there probably would hear some really, you know, weird noises and thinking, well, hey, you know, it might have got something. But as far as, you know, for, you know, experiences, you know, they rather get pictures of what, you know, of what they're experiencing and instead of sounds, but I guess it's better to have both. So so this is my, before I let you go, this is my second podcast. I hope you kind of enjoyed it, and if you want to, you know, text me to share your experience of the paranormal, maybe you could text me at 319-505-7391. And I would really appreciate it, you know, to hear your experience and, you know, maybe you can, you know, share your stories with everybody else and we'll just see what happens. And I will do my next podcast sometime tomorrow. And we'll be discussing some other paranormal stuff. So have a good one.